Now, today's No Sweat News is here for you and Dateline China for story number one. Last week, a city in southwest China started a new thing for people who get traffic tickets.
Okay.
Instead of charging them fines for their traffic tickets, you can get out of it for free if you confess your crime on social media and your post gets more than 20 likes.
I like this. I it's
finally a good use for my Facebook profile.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, but I like it.
They're going with the public shaming, thinking that that will have a bigger impact on people than handing out fines. But you got to get 20 likes or more.
No problem. Because all I would do is go around to 19, 20 of my friends, mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. we all make a pact mm-hmm. to always like each other's posts.
There you
and
go.
This way, we always get to speed or do whatever the heck we want.
Never get busted for jaywalking again.
For jaywalking, I mean, exactly.
Public drunkenness. Public indecent exposure.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in.
The world is your oyster.
I love it.
Dateline England for story number two. A guy ran the London Marathon yesterday in 2 hours and 36 minutes while dressed as Forrest Gump.
Holy cow.
His name is Rob Pope, and here's the thing. He set a world record for fastest marathon time while dressed as a movie character.
Unbelievable.
Didn't even know that was a category.
Run, Forrest!
Exactly. He said everybody, when they saw him come running by, if they didn't mistake him for Jesus, would say, run, Forrest, run.
Run, Forrest, run.
And it wasn't the plaid shirt and khakis, Gump. It was the Gump
beard.
With the yellow shirt and the big fuzzy beard.
Because that's when he ran across America.
Right.
He grew his hair out.
Now, Rob Pope apparently did this to raise money for charity, but he was not the only person. We're hearing of another marathoner in the London Marathon dressed as a Star Wars X-Wing pilot.
Ooh!
Just, he didn't set the record because, you know.
Now, was he dressed as X-Wing pilot Poe Dameron or X-Wing pilot Wedge Antilles? Or I can keep going on for a long time
here. The orange jumpsuit guy.
Yeah, feel free to tell me to stop naming X-Wing pilots.
Naming X-Wing pilots.
Fine.
And Dateline Colorado for story number three. Crystal Tadlock was flying from Paris back to the United States on Delta, and she had a stopover in Atlanta or Newark or something like that. Flight attendants came through towards the last third of the flight with a fruit snack option, and Crystal chose the apple.
Oh.
She was It was in a bag marked with the Delta logo and everything. And she stowed it in her carry-on so she could eat it later, but she got busted with it by customs agents and fined $500.
What?
Because you can't bring undeclared agriculture items into the country.
Come on. Will you please?
Yep. She had undeclared fruit.
She got it on the plane.
Yeah. Quote unquote, every fruit or vegetable must be declared to a CBP agriculture specialist.
These airlines wonder why everyone freaks out all the time.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection, $500 fine.
Yeah, thanks.
She brought the apple in that she got on the plane.
Throw the apple at your head.
What kind of...
Try giving me a fine.
Unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
Next time, go for the bag of chips. You see what you get for trying to eat healthy?
And also just squeeze every single penny out of people who want to fly an airplane.
That is today's No Sweat News. On Friday, we will do the No Sweat News quiz, the prize for which this week is fantastic. 2 tickets to see Deep Purple and Judas Priest at the PNC Bank Arts Center. Details on that show will be unleashed to the general public later on today.